Welcome to Solo Travel Adventures, my sisters. Don't let fear hold you back from traveling alone. I want you to gather your courage, listen to inspiring stories, and learn how to travel solo while safely navigating new places from this show. I'm Cheryl Esch, solo travel advocate and travel coach, and I want you to have a transformative experience when you travel solo. So pack your bags, book your flight, and check one more time for that passport. It's time to explore the world. Hey, 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 sister travelers. Well, in less than 3 weeks here in North America, we will be experiencing a full solar eclipse. So there are some areas that are going to see it more so than others. So question is, are you in the path of this solar eclipse if you live in North America? The path will stretch all the way from Canada, I should say Eastern Canada, right? And all the way down into the west coast of Mexico, right? It'll be running across the U.S., through Texas, the Midwest, even New York and Maine will see it. So are you in the path? And if not, are you planning a trip to get there to see this? Because the next time the U.S. experiences a solar eclipse will not be until August of 2044. Okay, so that's 20 years from now. I plan to still be alive, but in case you don't want to miss this for whatever reason, I wanted to share with you maybe some things you could start doing or plan. And if you live in the U.S., if you're in driving distance of any of these cities, you might want to join in the festivities that many of these places are planning to host on this special day. So this is April 8th. It will be happening here in North America. And depends on where you live, I'm going to give you a list of places that maybe if you're close to, you can take a little drive to. Okay, some of the areas in which you could possibly see this solar eclipse is Dallas, Texas, of course, Attabel, Oklahoma, Little Rock, Arkansas, Poplar Bluff, Missouri, Patuxent, Kentucky, Carbondale, Illinois, Evansville, Indiana. Also, Indianapolis will also see a good bit of that as well. Cleveland, Ohio, Erie, Pennsylvania, Buffalo, New York, Burlington, Vermont, Lancaster, New Hampshire, and Caribou, Maine. In Canada, the Niagara region east of Hamilton will see a good solar eclipse there. And then in Mexico, some of the best places to see it, according to NASA, is in Mexico or Texas. And in Mexico, Mazatlan and Torreon and Durango are some major cities in which you can see this solar eclipse happening. All right. Now, if you're not close to one of those, what are the chances of you getting a cheap flight, maybe driving? So some of the cheapest places to fly to see the eclipse would be Indianapolis, San Antonio, which we'll see a good portion of that solar eclipse as well, Buffalo, New York, Austin, Texas, and Cleveland are some of the cheaper places to fly to see the solar eclipse. Some of the most expensive places to fly for the solar eclipse viewing is actually Mazatlan, Mexico, because they're, of course, saying that these are going to have some of the clearest skies to see and visibility. Montreal, Canada, and then Jackson, Mississippi. All right, that's also another place it will kind of go over. And those are just a little more expensive to get to. You might be able to find some medium price trips to Indianapolis, Chicago area, Dallas, possibly. It is possible, but if you are not able to, you can, I'm sure it will be televised as well. But if you are going to some of these events, make sure that you have those special glasses to watch the moon come across the sun and kind of block out our sunlight for even up to, depending where you are, up to 4 minutes long or so. It's a great event that doesn't happen very often, right? So we try to take advantage of these fun events, and maybe that's what has spurred on this idea to travel somewhere to see this event with your own eyes. So driving, if you're able to drive to any of those places, then go ahead and get in the car. Make sure you allow enough time to get there and get settled. Now, hotels are probably going to likely be sold out in some of those places, especially those hot spots. So you can do some other options. Here's some options. You can camp, do some camping. There's Hip Camp. You can look up places to pitch a tent. You could house sit. Possibly someone else is out of town and you could house sit through trusted house sitters potentially. There are, if you have an RV, there's of course RV parks where you could also pitch a tent in those as well. And that might be a little easier to find those. And, you know, hotels are probably going to be a little hard to get, especially this late in the game. And in those hot spots, but you might get lucky. So if this is your intent, you really want to jump on this bandwagon, then go ahead and start planning. Get your hotel booked. You could also try, of course, Airbnb or VRBO possibly. Things might be a little more expensive. Just know that because renters do anticipate this being popular. So they may have increased their prices potentially during this time. I will be joining a local town here where I live is hosting a huge kind of festival idea. And so I will be joining in that city that's nearby with the festivities. So there's, you know, you can join local groups. And if you're fortunate enough to be in some of those areas, seek out what your local town might be doing. And you can join in that. It's most likely free. Just again, make sure you have those special glasses. Now, the solar eclipse is just one example of people opting to travel for a special event. And there's many out there, and maybe that's something you want to do next time. Maybe you've missed this opportunity. Well, you can look up different festivals that might be nearby, or within driving distance, or something you've always had on your bucket list. Maybe it's a hot air balloon festival like we have here in the U.S. every year, or various places have them. Even our small town has one every September. And those kind of things are lots of fun to join. You can do a music festival. Maybe you're into music and you want to go somewhere and travel to join a music festival. That would be so much fun. It kind of just takes me back. Of course, I was not born yet, but we often think Woodstock when we think music festival. Well, I don't think things get quite that crazy these days, but there are plenty out there. These are just examples. Maybe you are into Renaissance. There are Renaissance festivals throughout that are also celebrated. We have Christmas markets that come about during Christmas time, particularly in Europe. Those are spectacular and lots of fun. So figure out what is, you know, do you have a hobby in something? And is that something that would make you travel somewhere to go to, whether it's a festival, a special event like the solar eclipse, or your hobby is offering maybe a conference somewhere that you want to join. So there's many different ways to travel and have a purpose for your travel to kind of collide with maybe a hobby or something, a festival going on that you would enjoy. So consider those for reasons for travel. It doesn't always have to just be to go and see a new place. You will experience that, but on a whole different level when you go for a purpose, when it connects maybe with something you enjoy and love doing. Maybe you like to cook, and so you're going to some sort of cooking or food festival somewhere. There's lots of those around that also are geared to special type of ethnic foods. Open your mind, open up the opportunities of reasons to travel. And then women, sisters, just get out there and have that adventure. Do not wait. Hey, sister travelers, did this podcast inspire and encourage you or move you to get out there and travel? Wonderful. There are three ways you can thank me. First one is leave a written review for the show on Apple Podcasts. Two, share the show with your sister travelers, your friends, your family. And three, subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And thank you again for listening to the show. Sisters, be fearless, take the leap, and get out there and have an adventure.